Welcome to Public Safety Talk Radio, the podcast for all of our heroes in public safety, including law enforcement professionals, firefighters, EMTs, corrections officers, healthcare workers, and more. This show is produced by the POCUA and is founded upon its Soundness Initiative.
This episode is sponsored by Police Mortgage. Police Mortgage is a full-service mortgage company dedicated to serving police officers and first responders. Founded in 2008, Police Mortgage offers a variety of mortgage products tailored to meet the needs of those who serve and protect. Police Mortgage, for first responders who are second to none.
Hi, I'm Ken Bader, your host for Public Safety Talk Radio, and I have a very intriguing guest today. He's an entrepreneur, he's a co-founder, he's the CEO. Many of you probably have already heard of this company. Some of you may know it as Silent, some of you may know of it as SLNT, but I have the great co-founder, CEO of that company, Aaron Czar, with me. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be here.
My pleasure. I appreciate you taking some time for us. I know you're a busy guy, but I had the privilege of hanging out at your booth at the SHOT Show a couple months ago and saw some great products. I wasn't familiar with your company before, but saw some great stuff there. I said, you know what? I need to get these guys on the show.
Yeah, great. Well, you can't unsee it now. Once you see our products and understand what they do, it's kind of a one-way street. So yeah, great to meet you in person. And now we're here on the podcast. Looking forward to talking about whatever we talk about.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, now it's going to cost me money because I actually like your product. It'd be easier if it was just crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as somebody who is intelligent but ignorant in the ways of blocking signals and so many other things, in fact, for all the folks out there listening, just simply go to slnt.com. There's a lot of good information. You know, even if you're not ready to buy one of these great products, you know, I went to the FAQ, I went to the glossary, and I found out stuff that I just didn't know about, whether it's blue bugging or whatever. So wealth of information. But for somebody ignorant like me, what actually goes into making signal blocking products? What is it actually that's blocking that signal from the cell phone, tablet, so on and so forth?
Great. Great question. Yeah, because it kind of does feel like magic. You know, we're blocking this invisible thing that makes our phones work, makes our laptops work. Makes
and it could be magic. I won't care as long as it works, man. So
yeah, well, it's got to work, and it does. But yeah, so to get to that, just on a high level view, our products are essentially a Faraday cage, and it's an adapted term, but a Faraday bag, Faraday sleeve. So we block cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, RFID, NFC, EMP, EMF. So really a whole range of radio frequencies. Most people don't know that their phone has multiple RF antennas in it. So That's cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, RFID, or NFC, GPS. So you have a lot of signal or radio frequency, whatever you want to call it, going out. And a lot, you know, constantly bombarding in. So what our products do is encapsulate, let's say your phone, your phone's definitely the biggest culprit. You put it inside and it's blocking all of that. And we use a material called Multi-Shield. It has metal properties to it. And it's all our products are flexible cut and sew products, and they're integrated into, you know, backpacks, into laptop sleeves. Everything looks clean and sleek, but on the inside is this huge value add. So we use, it's essentially a cut and sew material, but it's designed, and there's material science behind it to block that entire spectrum at a very high frequency and lower frequency for everything that I mentioned. So without giving away all the secret sauce, it's essentially like a lightweight lead box that you could put in devices inside. Yeah.
Something even Superman can't see through.
No. Well, actually, one of the biggest questions is this going to block x-ray? So we're not blocking x-ray. When you fly or go through TSA, the products scan like a normal textile. So it would be a huge problem if there was a big black box or a blacked out spot in your bag going through a scanner at an airport or something. So we don't block X-ray, which is a very good thing. So the products really blend in to like plain sight, yeah, and can be, you know, adapted into your life pretty easily. And you don't even have to be like a crazy privacy, security, or health person. You get all that benefit with relatively like low effort.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's no secret to my audience. Two groups that I absolutely love and respect are first responders and entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurially, I always love the story behind it. You know, in, you know, what's the story behind you co-founding this and making these great products? Did you get screwed and somebody take all of your information off your phone and say, I got to find a way to block this? Did you wake up one morning and say, hey, I got an idea? You know, how did this all come about?
Well, I didn't operate from a place of pain, which, you know, is constantly the thing where people actually like start to do something once they feel pain. But this was created by foresight, and it was my father, Randy, who had foresight into mobile technology being an inherent problem in today's world. But back then it was, you know, late 90s, and he essentially took some materials, cloaked his phone, took a landline, called his phone. He knew there were shielding properties in the material and it didn't ring. And that was kind of the genesis of this idea of being able to, what he called, control the electronic leash.
Yeah.
I'm 40 years old. I spent the first 17 years of my life without a cell phone. I got a very basic flip phone, didn't get a smartphone until I was post college, you know? So like I have a balance to my life, which is great. And I really appreciate, cause I didn't need a smartphone, much different these days. But what he foresaw was like, hey, there's an overreach of privacy, security. Okay. Anyone could get a hold of me at any time. Like that. So like a bet in problems going on here. He was kind of deemed paranoid, as you could imagine during the time, like, all right, you know,
there are a lot of my law enforcement friends that are accused of being the same thing, but as many of them tell me, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean that they're not out to get me, but continue.
True. So, yeah, my dad's always been a big thinker. He's invented several other things and kind of like foresaw this like set of problems that were going to get worse and worse and worse, because mobile technology was not going anywhere. It's crazy convenient. And now where we look in our lives, it's like, you can't disconnect from big data or tech, like it's not going to happen. So he curbed it and kind of sat on it. And then he did a sample run and created a brand in 2008, 2009, filed a provisional patent, launched like a basic website, took phone orders, you know, call in and order your, time it was MIA Mobi silent pocket, like a little pouch.
Sure.
Original product was called a suit pocket. So it was designed for like, you know, who had phones, businessmen with Blackberries. It go mm-hmm. directly inside of your coat and be able to encapsulate your phone and make you undetectable from anyone, any entity. So that it had short success, and he wasn't, I don't think, giving it like all the attention it deserved. It was also extremely early to market.
Mm-hmm.
And I got involved in 2012, rebranded it. I studied marketing, left the job I was working at, and just went all in on it. And it, you know, it's been over a decade now, which is probably pretty crazy to think about, but it took me a bit to I never felt the pain of being hacked or tracked or having that. So it took me a while to wisen up in my own self and within my own peers and understand, okay, like what's really going on here with tech. And what had happened is there's a lot of external factors that help with the growth and a lot of external factors that became a big pain point and realization for people across the world. And that's like big cyber attacks, overreaching government, whistleblowers, like things came out like, oh shit, this was going on the whole time. And then, you know, at least people kind of helpless and wondering like, how can I have a little bit more control over my autonomy? How can I remain sovereign? How can I protect my family? And clearly like law enforcement there's and military and anybody in a profession that has a heightened use case of their privacy and security or being detectable, those use cases have always kind of been there and now adopting that to general public are like, hey, I'm a regular guy. I have nothing to hide. Well, you have everything to hide.
Sure.
So being able to make products now under the brand Silent, we really just make them clean, sleek, beautiful, and they have integrated components in it with a patented Faraday sleeve. So you could put any device in there at any time and be undetectable. And that for me is a huge empowerment to any individual person's life, regardless of what you do or who you are. So yeah, if you like freedom, then you better get a Silent.
Yeah, I think most, if not all of our audience kind of enjoy freedom. You know, as you're speaking, and for the audience, as we're taping this, you know, we're on the heels of, I think, another big data breach by AT&T. And it reminds me of, I'll give a little plug to one of our sponsors and business partners of the POCUA, Vero. They offer ID theft protection solutions through credit unions and banks and to their customers and members. And our great partner, Jim McCabe, always says it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, because there's so much of this out there. And I keep thinking, and I'll get to an actual question here in like 60 seconds. Yeah, I remember doing a session for a new client, and one of the board members was moving his cell phone and his credit cards from his protected packaging, his protected wallet and his protected case, into his regular wallet and into his regular bag and so forth. And he explained, I just got back from Europe, and so I had all these bags or what have you with blocking technology. I don't know if they were silent or not, but apparently to him, he felt that they worked. But the question is, you know, if it's not but when are you more susceptible, like, for instance, going overseas into Europe? Or is this like, hey, you know what? If you're going to the grocery store in Chicago, Illinois, you know what? You still need a Faraday bag. You still need, whether it's silent or something that's similar, you really do need to protect yourself.
I guess it depends on what neighborhoods you're driving in, potentially. Yeah. For car theft and trackability, if you're, you know, people could monitor, you know, pattern of life movements pretty easily. But back to your original question, yeah, it's, you know, going overseas is a great example of, you know, you're stepping outside of your bubble, you're stepping into new laws, new territory, new countries. So all, you know, what you deem freedom is like, you know, and it's as simple as, like, if you look at blocking wireless signal, you can think about it like, okay, most people have an RFID blocking wallet, or at least aware of it. It's a very common term. So we make all kinds of wallets, including a passport wallet. So you could drop in your passport in there. Your passport has a chip inside of it that is read electronically. Why would you willingly hand that over to someone? So keeping that protected and safe to you is like, you know, it's like locking the front door. So you have that. And then your phone, when you're going through customs or in transit and you don't need, you know, connectivity, then it's a great time to put your phone inside of a Faraday sleeve. And then, you know, you imagine like a sliver of peace of mind comes into your brain. That's so impactful. We're all looking for peace of mind and mental stability. So knowing that you've locked out the if and what, when type of thing for that moment, that's really important. And then as well as your laptop, you know, people think you should shut your laptop and it's off. It's not off. Your phone's not off. It can't be off. You can't remove the power source. I rant about this all the time, but closing your computer, it's still on, still trackable, it's still connected to Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, all that stuff. So it's, so your original question is not a matter of, or your statement was not a matter of if, but when, but it's art one, it's already happening. So when is now, when you feel the pain, that's when it might be financial. That might be when, you know, your car gets stolen. That might be when all your devices are compromised, or yeah, it's just like we're all giving away so much information, and there's a lot of nefarious uses for and with that information. So I really think it's part of everyone's right and their, you know, duty to, you know, protect themselves, protect their neighbor, protect their family. And really it's like, you know, this whole world that we face in is, it's all digital. So being able to be mindful of that and have a little more protection in certain categories is really important. And to your sponsor that you mentioned, there's a lot of great companies that are leading with privacy and security by design. And for what, you know, a decade ago might've been like a niche kind of non-sexy topic, now privacy and security are really important. Like we look at the global wars, we look at issues like the war being fought on a digital battlefront, especially first responders and law enforcement and military, like you are in the thick of it. So how can you protect your own personal, you know, livelihood? It's by utilizing software that promotes privacy and security. And it's by utilizing products like Silent that allow you to really have control, kind of, you know, put the toggle switch on and off at your choosing, not someone else's choosing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was reading through your website, and one of the things that I was thinking of is I don't have a garage, and, you know, fortunately, you know, we put all of our fobs all the way, just, you know, without even thinking it, on hooks all the way on the other side of the house away from the street. And I was thinking, yeah, you know, if we weren't thinking and just put our keys in the drawer by the front door, yeah, those signals are going back and forth all the time. In fact, now I'm really paranoid. I don't know if it's enough space between our back wall and the street in front of our house.
Maybe not. I mean, for pretty like low power antennas, you could boost that signal and,
yeah,
you know, mimic that your key is near your car or in your car, so you could open it, sometimes start it, drive away. There's tons of videos online from, you know, everyone has a camera in front of their house now. So it's quite entertaining to see a Ford Raptor stolen. And, you know, like, I know those get stolen a lot. I'm sure the TRX is the latest one, but I think people's, don't really want to like believe that this like magical little like hack is capable, because wouldn't the car company that just sold me this $75,000 car, is, you're going to say like this little key fob is allowing it to potentially get stolen like that? So we make a product for that. We make little signal blocking key fob bags that are easy to use. And for, you know, $20, $30, you could protect what is arguably your most valuable asset outside if you own a home. So yeah, it's uneasy, you know, especially living in Long Beach or Los Angeles or metropolitan areas.
Well, according to the politicians here, there's no crime in Los Angeles County, man.
It's thriving. I just love going to the parks, you know, just lying down at the park with my kid and enjoying the nice grass. And,
yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because I was walking the other day and I actually saw a Ford Raptor. Fortunately, I do not own a Ford Raptor or a TRX. But yeah, I need to get my ass in gear and buy one of your products for our fobs. But it leads me to an important question, because you sell a lot of products, and there's a lot of, I'm sure, competitors out there, some of them probably good and some of them that are just selling, to put it bluntly, crap. What makes Silent products as good or better than any of the other signal blocking bags and products out there?
Great question. Obviously I'm biased and I'll brag about Silent all day long.
I would hope you would. You know, if you say, you know, our stuff is like third best. If you really want something good, you know, I wouldn't expect you to say that.
I always say, I don't always, but internally I like to think about, we're number two, but we're only number two if you don't own any devices. So we're really number one. But we're well designed. We make beautiful products. I think people really care about, obviously the utility of the products, but we also care about what we look like, how they function, how they integrate into our life. So that's a big one of it. But you know, we do have a lot of fringe competitors or kind of like those type of products. We have direct competitors, and I respect all those other companies too, because we're, you know, I believe in some of their products, some products that we don't make, and sometimes we work together, but we also are pushing the same narrative about awareness and education and allowing people to kind of take, you know, remove the veil off and like really understand what's going on and see a little bit deeper. I mean, we feel like we're a leader in that. But just to kind of like wire ours better, you could buy a million different waterproof bags. So that's a great example. Some are going to break the same day. Some don't even, they aren't even waterproof. They just, you know, they kind of work. And then you could get something that's submersible, something that could go hundreds of feet underwater and it's robust and really, you know, speaks to the testing and the capabilities. And that's where we're at. We take it very seriously on our, we have multiple patents. We've been around for over a decade. We have really sleek integrated designs that are easy to use. They're not cumbersome. They magnetically snap shut and they close. Like, you don't have to think about utilizing them. Just get the job done. And then we back that with a lot of third-party testing. We've also done military testing at White Sands Missile Range. Specifically for EMP in the past. It's great. And then, yeah, we have several Air Force contracts, which is a big pat on our back. And we have a lot of customers within the Department of Defense and law enforcement and agencies that keep buying our products and keep coming back. So we have a really good name for ourselves and we take it very seriously. Like, our products have to block wireless signal, even if you're standing underneath a cell tower. They have to work in all environments. If you go on Amazon and you buy a $7 Faraday bag, you're going to get something that may work in one environment. I guarantee you walk closer to your router or you drive across town, it's going to ping. So it's just a matter of, like, if you want to buy in this type of product, if you believe in privacy, security, and I keep saying health, and we could talk about the health aspect of it. Then you just have, you get what you pay for, really. Yeah.
Sure. Well, you obviously take this very seriously, and as a future consumer of Silent products, I appreciate that. In taking it seriously, I know from my friend at Vero, I know from my colleagues and friends in law enforcement, that unfortunately the bad guys are always going to be out there. You catch a bunch and then another group comes up and they're bigger, badder, stronger, smarter, and they find a way around, you know, all of the things that you put in place for the last group. So I'm assuming that the bad guys out there are finding ways or trying to find ways to get beyond your Faraday bags, to get beyond the products and say, hey, you know what? We've got a little solution here that'll get us around this and we can get into their NFC and so forth. What is Silent doing to try and stay ahead of those bad guys?
Yeah, good point. I mean, it's definitely not linear. It's not like something like it's going to be an evolving, rotating, multiplying world that we live in with tech. And certainly when it comes to the bad guys and bad actors, they're always going to be on to the latest and greatest thing. The beauty about Silent products is that we're utilizing material sciences. We're utilizing textiles that are very simple. It's simple in the sense that it's equivalent to putting your phone inside of a big lead container, and there's not a lot of tech going on with a lead container. So it's a passive technology that we call Silent Pocket, and we stay ahead of the curve by leaning into consistent third-party testing of all of our products and materials, as well as staying up to date on material sciences and understanding, like, at what bandwidth are, you know, is cellular operations, Wi-Fi, and what's available in the world. Like, I will say we don't block everything. I mentioned we don't block X-ray, we don't block certain like handheld and radio frequencies, we don't block certain military designated frequencies. But the beauty is, you have a cell phone, anything that comes out of that or is received by it, we block. And yeah, really, you know, consumer devices, whether it's law enforcement, military, general consumer, or whatever, that's the culprit. Those are the ones. So we stay ahead of it by making high quality products that work and products that, you know, adapt to each type of device that's coming out. So whether it's a different size phone or a new use case, we make products that adapt to that product pretty quickly too.
Sure. Interesting. Yeah. So basically what you're telling me, as it is today, if I use a silent Faraday bag, the only way a bad guy is going to get into my phone if he steals the whole damn bag.
Yeah.
So watch your bag. So, to kind of wrap up here, because you're a busy guy and I don't want to take up too much of your time. What can, especially because, you know, we've got a lot of law enforcement families out there that probably are already familiar with your products and probably already use them. What can they expect coming up soon? You know, what's on the horizon for Silent that they can look forward to? New products, new services, and so forth.
Yeah, sure. We've got a bunch of stuff in the pipeline. We're also always innovating and tinkering and have a lot of aspirational products that I have to remain patient on, because I have a great team at Silent that we work with, that we really like to build the business case before we launch something, mm-hmm. meaning that it's quite intentional and that we know that it's going to be a success. But our current products are great. A lot of them have been the same design for, you know, 9 years, and that's like our phone sleeve, or we make a less expensive version called the utility that you roll down, has a Velcro seal, mm-hmm. that's commonly used in law enforcement for digital forensics. And so there aren't remote tampering or wiping of digital evidence,
sure.
Personal officer safety. There's a lot of different use cases. That's the fun thing about working in the industry we do. It's pretty all over the place. But as far as what's coming down the pipeline, we have a new collection that is coming out called Essentials. So we're making amazingly priced products that are clean, sleek, very discreet, and they kind of mimic the essentials that people would use in their life, from a very lightweight, simple backpack to like a folio case to put all your, you know, documents in, crossbody, like that all have, you know, incorporated Faraday sleeves with some dual functionality. So that's really exciting. It's enhancing, like the backpack is enhancing, you know, say like a simple JanSport backpack or something that's just a silhouette. We're taking kind of the simplicity of a product like that and enhancing it with signal blocking capabilities and keeping it at a great price point. And then behind the scenes, we have some pretty cool stuff. Not all I could say, because some of it's, you know, not going to ever be available for the public in terms of stuff we're working on with the military. But we do have some incorporated wearables, like a jacket and pants with incorporated Faraday pockets. Mm. And that could be used from, you know, a lot of different use cases. So We're pushing the envelope a little bit, but we're also staying in our lane, because we don't want to get over our ski tips in terms of like launching too many products or trying to do too much. We're very focused and happy with where we're at. But with that said, we love feedback, we love input, and we're quite responsive and transparent and open about that process.
Yeah, awesome. No, I appreciate what you're saying. I appreciate what Silent is doing. My wife and I are planning a trip to Europe within the next 12 months, and I need to go back on your website and order some stuff. But just for our audience, anybody could find all of your consumer products on slnt.com. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yep. SLNT.com. And then we are, you know, we play the game on social too. So at GOSLNT, and great representation of who we are visually. We have a bunch of great content out of there, out of that. And yeah, we're having fun. We have a good swagger to us right now. And it's going to be a fun ride. We also lean in, do a lot of trade shows within military and law enforcement space as well. So if you follow us on our newsletter, then you could tap in and come meet us in person or but slnt.com, products, information, great blog, great videos, whatever you need to know.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, it's a wealth of information, even if you're not ready yet to buy a silent product. I personally encourage you to go to slnt.com. There's a wealth of information. You know, it's no secret that most of us podcasters, one of the ancillary reasons that we do this is so that we can learn. And I've learned a lot from not only the website, but our conversation today. And I really appreciate it, Aaron. Thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, I appreciate it as well. Anytime to tell our story. We feel like we've just started. So, this was very valuable time spent. Thank you.
Awesome. My pleasure. Awesome story. Awesome product. And thank all of you who have either watched or listened to this episode of Public Safety Talk Radio. And we'll be back with you next week with another great guest.
Public Safety Talk Radio is produced by the POCUA. POCUA is a consortium of financial institutions serving law enforcement as well as other first responders and public safety professionals. To learn more about our association and to find one of our credit unions or service providers near you, go to www.policecreditunions.com. And always remember, if you aren't working with one of our POCUA credit unions, you're just banking with an institution that just so happens to serve first responders. As a public safety professional, you and your family deserve better. Find a POCUA credit union today.